You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
A direct command from the Torah, as you notice in your Sidurim. Yeah, after you conclude your Sidur, you have 10 reminders that you have to remind yourself every day. You have noticed? It's not a misprint. No, because people, even they don't know and they don't read it. So one of the matters that we have to remind ourselves is how Miriam HaNeviah was punished. Zachor, Masha Asa, Hashem Le Miriam, at the time that you came out of Mitzrayim. So now, this matter was discussed. We have another reminder. What's the other reminder? Zachor Masha Asa Lecha Amalek. So the question that is asked, the same way that is stated about Miriam is stated about Amalek. It's the same pattern. You have to remember what Hashem did to Miriam, and then you have to remember what Amalek did to us. So the question that is brought, what's the connection? How come it is stated in the same way, identical? Well, it looks like it, yes. You can tell very easily, but why? Obviously, if it's stated in the same pattern, so you can tell it's the same thing. But why? Why is it the same thing? When somebody says Lashon Hara, you call him Amalek? Yeah? No, why? No, you have to show some connection. You cannot just, make things up. Tie? Put what? Fine, but what's the connection between putting some blemish on somebody and Amalek? Amalek attacked us. What's the connection? The one that says Lashon Hara?
Yeah.
He's weak. Good. Rowan came home crying. So Emma said, what happened? He said, Shimi pushed me. Ay, ay, ay. Do you believe Rowan? Yeah?
No,
you don't believe him?
No, believe
him. You believe him? That Shimon pushed him?
No, I don't believe it.
Why? Is that saying the truth?
Maybe, no.
No, God forbid. He is saying the truth.
Well, how do you know?
No, Reuven never lies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it goes with that saying.
Yeah,
yeah, he's saying the truth, but half of it. But the other first part, there's no need to say it. Because he's a tzaddik. He doesn't tell his mother, I kicked Shimon first, and then he pushed me. But there's no need to say that, you kicked him. There's a need?
Of course there is a need.
There's a need? No, as long as the mother knows that Shimon pushed him, it's enough.
No, it's not.
No? Oh, you have to tell the other half too?
Yes, of course.
Oh.
And you judge only one way.
Oh, you have to say the other half.
Yes.
Ah. Now here Amalek, we go to the background. Now we see the grandfather of the Amalek came to his father and said, you know, my brother stole my blessing. But there's no need to tell his father that I sold my firstborn right. There's a need? There's no need. As long as you tell your father, you know, he stole my bracha, so then that's good enough. Only the half. It's very interesting. Persian HaKodesh, they have a term. They say Chabar Bar. It's very interesting. Chabar is Chaver. It's the same otiyot as Hebrew. That means the fastest way that you can make a Chaver is to bring Chabar. So you become, you know, rapid Chaver. You don't need to whoever that I was talking, so he told me don't talk. You just tell the other one, say, you know, he told me you cannot come here. It's not true at all. You only report the half. Half is enough. So now here, it's very interesting that to remind ourselves about Miriam, we have to know that is as worse than attacking Amalek. Why? Because that's what Amalek did to us. That's what Esav did to us. He just reported half of the news. That means he made himself convinced and approved that it's okay to hate Yaakov and then chase after him the rest of his life. But the first fact, then it cancels his claim. Because if he would inform his father that, you know, I'm not the firstborn, so then the bracha would not mean anything. It would be meaningless. And that's how the life in here, you know, is. That's usually, we only report things that
you want.
No, that it's on favorite side. The other part, they don't need to hear, and it's very sad. And it's very, very childish, very childish. Because adults don't do that. But because you want to get attention, and you want to put other people down, and say, you know, you did terrible things, and you make a scenario out of it, and you make a balbashur, so I only report the part that is in your favor. And that's what exactly, since the Torah says, Zachor and Zachor. Why? Because they're both the same thing. That means the artist of, you know, Chabarbar, the Malshin, the Chogoli, is exactly just the Amalek Harasha. Chas v'Shalom, you don't want to be in that category. As you see, exactly, the Ribono Shel Olam is telling us. What is he telling us? Say? No. You're not into news? Who becomes the head of the cheaters and crooks? Who? The head of the crooks. So, how the head of this country was elected? Huh? How was he elected? And how we see, it's very interesting, it's being repeated again in our country. It's very interesting. Why? Because unfortunately, we don't deserve any better. Because Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us, you know, how the zanaf, the shu'al, they call it, the tail of the fox, how they lift themselves up. Why? Because Hashem Baruch Hu is showing us measure for the measure, that we have the same attitude. So he designated exactly expert liar to, you know, Chas v'Shalom, Chayidu v'Achas, if such a thing happens.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.